This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root back again, right live and in person. What are they saying? Kidnapping's proof of life? I'll give you a proof of life. Today is Monday, and I am, in fact, back. I am back from holiday. I was in beautiful Park City, Utah, and I'm back here to enjoy a wonderful day, 3 hours on the air with all of you. Wouldn't have missed it for the world. And thrilled to be back. Hope you had a great July 4th holiday. Big news going on. Attorney General Barr says they found a way to put the citizenship question on the 2020 census. I only hope it's true. That would be wonderful. That would prove, again, the book that I wrote, The Power of Relentless. Donald Trump is relentless. And the point of relentless is you can only be successful in life if you don't take no for an answer, if you refuse to take no. And that is the single most important trait in this entire world. The DOJ has found a way to put the citizenship question back on the 2020 census. In a visit to South Carolina today, U.S. Attorney General William Barr said to expect the administration will present a legal path workaround that will allow a question on citizenship to be added to the census. Speaking to reporters after visiting a federal prison, Barr says, I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking, and I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census. He did not provide details. He's been in constant discussions with the president since the Supreme Court's decision came down, discussing options. It was also mentioned over the weekend, a new legal team has been appointed by the DOJ to take the reins on this issue. So great news, President Trump refuses to accept the corruption of Justice John Roberts, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. And I'll tell you why I say the corruption. I've said all along he's either blackmailed or bribed because of his decision on both Obamacare and the citizenship questions. They make no sense. Absolutely no sense. Do you realize that Trump's citizenship question isn't controversial? What should have been controversial was Obama deleting it. Barack Obama, and the media never mentions this. I didn't even realize it. Your guy here, Wayne Root, 3 hours a day on the radio, studying the internet 24 hours a day. I'm supposed to know everything about politics. I didn't even realize that Barack Obama was the first president to exclude a question on citizenship in the U.S. Census. It had been in the census for, I think it was 150 or 200 years in a row. And Barack Obama was the first president to take it out. And let me tell you what a joke it all is. Under Obama, they even asked the question in English as well as Spanish. From 2009 to 2016, can you imagine? The same way that if Trump, you know, wants to arrest someone for being illegal, it's, oh my God, he's Hitler, he's a Nazi. Obama did it every day. And if Trump separates parents from children at the border, Obama did it every day. No liberal said a word. And Obama asked the citizenship question in Spanish. Are you a citizen? In Spanish. Nobody said a word. Not a problem. Now, he got rid of it in the last year. Gone. Oh, my God. You're a Nazi. You're a Hitler. And Democrats are wrong again. They look like fools. Trump's going to win by a landslide. I keep telling you, a landslide. Polling shows most people want the citizenship question on the census. Again and again and again, polls show they want it. The latest YouGov poll shows just how dumb the sand line Democrats have drawn is. The numbers are 53 to 32. The latest poll. Do you think the federal government should or should not ask people whether they are American citizens as part of the 2020 census? Yes, they should ask. 53%. No, they should not. 32%. Landslide. Not sure. 14%. Wow. Democratic Party just doesn't get it, man. They're killing themselves. It's suicide. And more good news. The acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, Trump administration, acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, says we're ready to deport 1 million illegal aliens. They're ready to perform their mission, ICE is, which is to go out and find and detain and then deport approximately 1 million people who have final removal orders. Oh, how terrible. They've already been ruled by a judge. Get the hell out of our country. And Democrats think it's a sin to actually carry it out. They've been all the way through the process, he said, the due process and a final removal orders. That's all we're going after. He said, I'm just pointing out the pool of those with final removal orders is enormous. And all we're talking about here is ICE doing its job as if it's special. This is what should be going on all the time. But Democrats block it all the time. You just can't believe it. And this must be why Trump has now reached his career-high approval. Since the day he became president, he is now the highest he's ever been in terms of approval. The American people actually like him. And this is in a poll, ABC News, Washington Post, that doesn't poll likely voters. It only polls registered voters. It's what I tell you all the time. I just saw the other day a breakdown of this poll. They actually ask everyone what they think. They don't even bother to ask if you're a voter, if you're registered. And so guess what we find out? That if you are, if you ask anyone, everyone and anyone that you see on the street, they're all very much against Trump. Because, of course, that's the average moron. A lot of morons walking around America, sad to say. A lot of dumbed-down kids who went to public school and had communist teachers union teachers who taught them to be morons, or maybe better to say, didn't teach them anything, so they stayed morons. And so if you ask anyone on the street, Trump is deeply unpopular and can never be reelected. When you ask registered voters, Trump's automatically going to be reelected by a little bit. And if you ask likely voters, Trump will win by a landslide. Because, of course, our side's a likely voter, because we all believe it's our responsibility in life from the day we're born to vote, to keep our republic, to keep a democracy, to keep a great country, to keep capitalism. Our side votes and believes it's our right and it's our responsibility. And so we ask someone who's a likely voter who's voted in the last two elections in a row, and the results are a landslide for Donald Trump. And then the last two things I want to mention before we go to break, I think we'll probably run out of time because I'm going to go crazy on one of these with one of my patented root rants. First of all, Democratic Representative Tlaib, as in Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, says border detention centers are absolutely concentration camps because of the trauma they're causing migrants. Can I dig into that a little bit? It's absolutely a concentration camp, according to a Muslim Democrat who has made it clear, her and Ilhan Omar are representing Hamas and Hezbollah in the United States Senate, hate Jews and want to see Israel blown up in favor of the Palestinians and every other Muslim group in the Middle East. So clear. Just Weygrood's opinion. So clear what Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar believe. It's actually shocking. Because even I didn't believe that if you're Muslim and you're in the United States, you're this radical. But of course, I'm being naive. Because we all know what CARE, the Council of Islamic American Relations, is like. They're a front for terrorism. And Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar appear nonstop at fundraisers for CARE. So they're raising money for terrorism to kill Jews, kill Christians, and kill Americans. They're helping terrorists. And she believes that if you cause trauma, first of all, I could debate for an hour, that it isn't trauma. But if, let's just say it is trauma. Let's assume it is trauma. Let's assume someone in these detention centers is being traumatized because they're not going to be allowed to just walk illegally into our country and then walk out and go, like, immediately go to school with your American kids and immediately go to work and immediately live in your neighborhood while practicing Sharia law, while wearing capes over their heads with little slits for their eyes. Let's just make believe that's normal. And they're traumatized. Who cares? Every criminal's traumatized the first day and the first week and the first month and the first year they're in prison. And I'm sure most soldiers, most heroes are traumatized the day they leave mommy and daddy's crib and they get on a bus and they go to a training camp and some Marine drill sergeant screams at them and says, "Where are you from, boy?" What was that movie with Richard Gere, Officer and a Gentleman? It's only two things in Texas, queers and steers, you know? That was what he said in the movie. Remember that? No, it wasn't. No, Chris is selling Full Metal Jacket. No, it's not. Officer and a Gentleman. Look it up. It was the black actor's name. I cannot remember. Richard Gere was the was the actual recruit. His first day, they shaved his head, and he said, "There's only two things in Texas, son. Queers and steers." That was Officer and a Gentleman. I believe me, I watched the movie like five times in my life. I love it. One of the greatest movies ever. And everyone's traumatized the first day you're a Marine, a jarhead. Hoorah! First day you're in the Navy. First day you're applying to be a Navy SEAL, they torture you in the water. You think you're going to die. You're going to drown. Lots of people get tortured. I'm a policeman. The first day you're a cop, you think maybe rookie cops are tortured? You think they're traumatized? Oh, the poor babies in those detention centers. They're not being treated on the first day they broke into America and committed a crime. They're not being treated like wonderful Americans. They should get all the things my kids get. You stupid idiot. Rashida Tlaib. Just take her out of the country. She's sick in the head. She's mentally ill. Did you see the video going around of her at the detention center cursing like a foul-mouthed sailor? Been at sea for the last 30 years, never seen a woman? These are sick people, man. Mentally ill people. Mentally disturbed people believe in Sharia law and fight for Hezbollah and Hamas. And then Kamala Harris, when I get back, that'll be the real root rant. I haven't gotten a root rant. She announces a $100 billion plan to give away $100 billion to black people so they can buy homes. Jews don't get it. Irish don't get it. Italians don't get it. Only black people get it. Oh, wait till I get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
I don't know what it is about the Jews. I don't know, because I'm Jewish. And we seem to get in the middle of every controversy. And there seems to be more people that hate us, and more people that deny the Holocaust, and more people that use words like Nazi, Hitler, and concentration camp to describe something that has nothing to do with Nazis, Hitler, or concentration camp than anything I've ever seen. There seems to be a callous disregard for Jews and a hatred for Jews coming out of the Democratic Party like nothing I've ever seen. There's even a headline now that a Florida principal has been reassigned, basically fired, after he told a parent he cannot say the Holocaust is a factual historical event. I mean, don't you find that bizarre? Bizarre? I mean, look, I guess most people have never met a Holocaust survivor, but when you're a Jew, as I am, I've met many Holocaust survivors. They've got tattoos stamped on their arms, and they don't even want to talk about it. But when you get them to, when you press them, and they tell you the story, just a little bit of the story, you're just so amazed that this ever went on. In the history of the world, they took an entire race of people, and they stuck them into cattle cars and took them to slave labor camps and then gassed them to death for the crime of being a Jew, who at the time in Germany were just like Jews in America today, the single most productive race of human beings in every country they're in. I mean, the crime isn't because they were on welfare and food stamps. The crime is because they made too much money, they were too successful, and they were too educated. Big difference between that and the concentration camp on the border. That's merely a detention center to keep people that have broken into America, that don't speak English, that want to eat up all our money, by sticking their kids in school with English as a second language teachers. And free meals every day, and free meals on weekends, and free health care for everybody. They're bankrupting America and the crime wave they're committing. All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land, back from my little vacation to Palm Springs. I wasn't going to Palm Springs. To Park City, Utah. Why Palm Springs in my mind? I like Palm Springs, too. Park City, Utah. I'll tell you about that a little later in the show. I'll lead off the second hour with my commentary that came out in newspapers around the country yesterday about the July 4th parade in Park City, Utah, and some of the thoughts I had up there. One of the great all-American parades in this entire country. Small-town parade that started off with a military flyover from the nearby Air Force Base and was then one of the nicest parades you'll ever see in your life. With people who wave nothing but nonstop American flags and kids and dogs who love America. Isn't that great when America's supposed to be Utah? I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, and I am American made proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser like so many rhino Republican losers. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, with Edward Stoltz as the owner, the operator, the founder, and the man who gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Thank you for giving me my start in national syndication all over this great country. Thank you, Fred Weinberg. It's the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. They're a publicly traded company, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Check them out if you like what you see. You know, the joy of Wall Street, it's called All American because people make a lot of money betting on CEOs and companies. I'll tell you more later in the show about Fordham Resources and their CEO, but it's a good company that I think you'll want to check it out. Get educated, FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol F-T-M-R. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. In the time we have left, I want to mention Kamala Harris announces a $100 billion plan for black home ownership, tackling the racial wealth gap. Folks, isn't it racism to announce I'm going to give she's black, and she's giving $100 billion to black people. I'm Jewish. How about if I said I'm running for president, and my plan to save America is to carve out $100 billion of taxpayer money from all races, all creeds, all religions, and give $100 billion to Jewish people? How about if I said I'm white and I'm going to give $100 million to white people? And, of course, I grew up, you know, basically Italian. I was the only Jew in an all-Italian neighborhood. And so, you know, I really am Wayne Ruto. And so if I said I'm going to give $100 billion to Italians, can you imagine? You know, I like Italians. Let's just carve out $100 billion and give it to Italians so all my paisans can buy homes. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? That wouldn't be called racism by Democrats, would it? So the Democratic Party is a party of hatred for Jews, of the destruction of Israel, and giving your money to one race of people that's not you.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump addressing environmental issues at the White House on Monday. The president slams the Green New Deal, which is legislation that's supported by some Democrats. The president says the Green New Deal is a job killer.
Kill millions of jobs. It'll crush the dreams of the poorest Americans and disproportionately harm minority communities.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman today charged Epstein for the sex trafficking of underage girls and also for conspiracy. Bierman says the alleged abuse began as early as 2002.
The victims were given hundreds of dollars in cash after each encounter, either by Epstein or by one of Epstein's employees.
And after winning the World Cup, the U.S. women's soccer team is back in the States after arriving in Newark, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, My Doctor Suggests, the sponsor of both this radio show and my national TV show on Newsmax. They, you know, this is a great example of a great advertiser. You know, they moved from my local Vegas show to my national radio show on USA Radio to my national TV show on Newsmax TV, and they are getting orders left and right, and they are thrilled, and they are so proud. And they want to promote a very special offer for the next 2 weeks on both radio and TV. Listeners get 50% off of anything they order from My Doctor Suggests, and based on the mail I'm getting, it's the most over-the-top mail I've ever gotten about an advertiser. People just love the products. It is alkaline structured silver products, and they destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. Today's another example. I got off a plane from Park City, Utah, and I used to get off planes. Every time I get off a plane, I get a cold. And I've been using this stuff for 3.5 years. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. Been on lots of planes, don't get a cold. Off planes, don't get a cold. In front of sniveling kids, don't get a cold. Doesn't matter what, I don't get a cold. And I used to have something called brain fog. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd be foggy, and it would wear off an hour or two or 3 hours later. But now I don't have brain fog. From the minute I wake up, this morning I woke up at 4:30 in the morning to catch the flight back, and I was sharp as a tack at 4:30 in the morning. Since I've been drinking their alkaline structured silver solution, which is their liquid, I drink it in the morning and I drink it at night, and once in a while I even take a swig in the middle of the day. It's amazing. In any case, order their products. They got great products. They got mouthwash. They got the silver solution liquid. They've got silver lozenges. They've got the skin gel. It's all great stuff. Can't get it in stores, but you get 50% off for the next 2 weeks. 50% off by using the promo code ROOT50, as in 50% off with Wayne Root. ROOT50, call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root, mydoctorsuggests.com/root. We got one of my favorite guests on, Brigitte Gabriel, terrorism expert, chairman of ACT for America, largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S., ActForAmerica.org, and the author of Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. Brigitte Gabriel, welcome to the show. Hope you had a great July 4th.
Thank you, Wayne. I'm delighted to be back with you. And yes, I had a great time celebrating America's independence, our birthday. We had a fantastic time. How can you not be happy being in the United States and living as an American in the greatest country on the face of the planet? But you know what, Wayne? It takes an immigrant, a legal immigrant who crossed oceans to get here and did it the right way to appreciate and value that treasure that I worked so hard to earn, and that is the citizenship of the United States.
And you came, what, did you come from Afghanistan, if my memory serves me?
Oh, my God. No, I came from Lebanon.
Oh, Lebanon, okay. But Lebanon Christian, Lebanese Christian, correct?
Correct. Lebanon used to be a majority Christian country in the Middle East. We're actually a republic, exactly like the United States of America. But the downfall of Lebanon, my country of birth, Wayne, is we were fair, we were tolerant, we were multicultural, we had open border policy, we welcomed everybody into our country because we wanted to share with them the westernization which we had created in the heart of the Middle East, and we welcomed people who came into our country and then used our democracy to topple our democracy, and we refused to read the writing on the wall, and by the time Lebanese people woke up, it was too late. So Lebanon went from being over 70% Christian to now less than 20%.
Right, and I've seen the stats that every country in the Middle East that has a majority Muslim population, suddenly everything goes bad. You suddenly have no rights anymore. Women don't have rights, and gays don't have rights, and children don't have rights. Little girls can't go to school. It's always the toppling point is any country starts out with 5%, 10%, 20% Islamic, no problem. But as soon as they get to 51% with the Muslims in the majority, a lot of rights are taken away, and that's the beginning of the end. Bad things come after that. Have you seen that? Have you seen those studies?
well, of course I've seen those studies, and I've lived those studies, actually, you know, coming from Lebanon and watching how the country changed before my very eyes. But this is exactly what happens when you bring or allow people to come into your country who do not share your values. When you lose your national identity, you lose the core that ties a country together. And when you have foreign nationals either breaking into the country, coming illegally into the country, overstaying their visas in your country, or basically deciding, well, you know what, I like what your country offers, because at that time when I was born, Lebanon used to be Paris of the Middle East, the banking capital of the Middle East, even though we did not have any oil, because Lebanese people were very good in commerce, very good in business. So we attracted people who wanted to enjoy the rewards of having a democracy where every individual can participate in making him or her, his or her future. And then they wanted to enjoy the goods, but then they did not want to participate and work in this or share the same values that actually allowed us to produce these goods. And that's when the country began to tumble. And when I look at the United States today, Wayne, people like me and millions of immigrants before me who came to this country, you know, whether they came on the Mayflower or they came on the TWA the way I did, I came on TWA, but we came here and we wanted to be a part of the American fabric. We wanted to work. We wanted to contribute to the American economy. We wanted to pay our taxes to make America the greatest nation on the face of the planet, because we are a part of this greatness. Today's people who are coming into the United States, not only breaking the law to get here, but they do not want to be a part of the American fabric. They want to come here, work and suck off the goodies of America, and then send their money to some other country, siphoning millions of dollars outside of the United States and sending it overseas. Meanwhile, not creating jobs, not creating companies, not feeling that they are a part of this incredible American experience and raising their children to be a part of it, but actually using America only as an end to the, as a mean to the ends, and that is just making money, sending it over there somewhere else, and that's all they're interested in.
You know, I was talking before you came on. One of my themes to start the show today was I happen to be Jewish, and it just seems like Jews are always being persecuted everywhere in the world. I don't know why that is, but I do know that here in America we've got two people that seem to be members of Hamas or Hezbollah, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And the fact that they and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez keep spouting the lie that what we've got on the border isn't detention centers for criminals, but it is concentration camps, one of the most vicious, disgusting, disgraceful exaggerations and lies I've ever heard in my entire life, but I want to get your take on it, Brigitte Gabriel.
Disgusting to me, Wayne, when I hear Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez refer to them as concentration camps. It's an insult. It's an offense to anybody who has ever learned or has had somebody in the concentration camps, or even to every single decent human being today who would never approve nor allow concentration camps to exist again. The decent people of the world, whether you are Jewish or not. And to call what's happening at the border concentration camps, excuse me, where you have people who have never had three meals a day are now offered three meals a day, better quality food and more food than they have ever had, where they are offered health and doctors to treat them and eye doctors and physical doctors taking care of their every need better than they have ever had in their countries of origin, whether Mexico, Salvador, or whatever else they came from, where they have air conditioning and heating better than anything that they have ever lived in their countries of origin before they came to the United States. And our elected officials are calling those locations concentration camps. Those locations they're calling concentration camps is a five-star hotel compared to the homes of some of the people who actually broke the law to get into our country.
And last thing I checked, I didn't notice that we were gassing anybody. I didn't notice we were putting them on cattle cars where they were suffocating. I didn't notice that they were slave labor for any American corporations. It's just so ludicrous. And the things that they charge are all turning out to be lies. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claimed that border guards were forcing women to drink out of toilet bowls. Turned out to be a total complete lie.
Well, you know, the left perfected lying to get their point across, and she's not the first one who did it, because they learned if you repeat a lie enough, it becomes truth. And then they all parrot the lie. So she says it, CNN repeats it, Huffington Post repeats it, the Washington Post repeats it, and everybody else,
the
ABC,
New York Times.
NBC, CBS.
Don't forget New York Times.
Exactly. And then they all say the same thing, and then it becomes the talking point, and then they speak it like it's a fact. And, of course, you listen to the herds of people who get their news from the Comedy Central, you know, basically anybody more or less under 25, because they're not reading anything other than the mainstream media, and they are believing the lies. So they believe the lies, and they go, oh, my gosh, we cannot believe this is happening in our country. And this is why, Wayne, our job, your job, my job, and the job of every conservative in this country to shout the truth from the rooftop, because we have to work twice as hard to get our voice through all the noise that's on the bottom, all the lies that is circulating right now.
And so Rashida Tlaib backed up that lie. She says the border detention camps are absolutely like concentration camps because of the trauma they're causing migrants. Trauma. And I mentioned in my last segment, I mentioned, Bridget, that, you know, if you're a cop, And you're a rookie, right? You go to police academy. I'm sure there's lots of trauma. If you join the Marines and that Marine drill sergeant starts screaming at you and calling you names, that's trauma. Every time you leave for a war, a battle in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever American soldiers go, separated from their families, that's trauma. Trauma is a part of life. And they're saying that if a person has any discomfort, it's a concentration camp. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's snowflake generation.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. We'll grab you around the corner. We're coming back right after the great break. Take care of our sponsors who make this show possible, who sign the front of the checks, and believe in this show and conservatism. We'll be right back with Brigitte Gabriel. Wait on me. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
War now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're back with Brigitte Gabriel. She is a terrorism expert, chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S. You can find them at ACT4America.org, ACT4America.org. And she's the author of Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. Brigitte Gabriel, welcome back.
Thank you, my friend.
I was mentioning that Jews seem under attack. I don't know why. It's always the Jews. But my people are always under attack. And there's now a principal in Boca Raton, Florida, one of the most Jewish areas in the United States, who said to a school board member who was complaining about Holocaust curriculum, that it wasn't taught correctly, he said, you know, it's not my job to teach something. A lot of people don't believe it. It's not a fact that there was a Holocaust. And if you don't want to believe in it, it's not my job to teach you to believe in it. He was reassigned today. In other words, fired after being the principal since 2011. He appears to be, from the picture I saw, African-American, and he said the Holocaust didn't absolutely happen, and next thing you know, he's fired. What do you make of stuff like this? What's going on in America? Who would say the Holocaust, it isn't a fact that ever happened?
Well, you know, they started dropping these rumors about 10 years ago when they started saying, well, the Holocaust didn't really happen. Again, they started that in England. It was actually in British schools that Muslims were being offended that the Holocaust is being taught. And they said, well, the Holocaust never happened. And all of a sudden, we had teachers in England starting to teach this education. I remember giving interviews about that. Well, you know what? What happens in Europe somehow makes its way across to the United States, especially when we are importing the same type of mentality and people who actually want to spread the lies that the Holocaust never happened, because this is exactly what they're taught in their homes of origin, in their countries of origin. So you have people in this country right now where they think it is fashionable. They hate the Jewish people so much that they are willing to erase the Holocaust and enable for them to continue demonizing the Jews, because demonizing the Jews is in fashion right now. Anti-Semitism is rising. If you are anti-Semitic, you're applauded on the left. You are in the in crowd. If you are pro-Israel, you are demonized. If you stand up for the Jewish people, they say, you are standing up for the corrupt and the wealthy and the rich and the this and the that. They are controlling the world. And so this is why why on the left side, if you want to fit in, it is fashionable to be anti-Semitic. And that's why this thing is spreading. And unfortunately, on the conservative side, many people don't have the backbone to stand up and really fight it.
Well, on the left side are many of my fellow Jews, which is so absurd. You know, when I was flying to Park City, Utah, I took a little vacation over the last few days, and I'm flying to Park City, and I grab a copy of the New York Post, one of my favorite newspapers, and I see the letters to the editor. And we're talking to Brigitte Gabriel. Her organization is actforamerica.org. Her book is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values. And I'm reading the New York Post, and there's a whole section where there's letters to the editor. And they had, I guess they had just featured a few days ago a editorial by a survivor of the Holocaust, a Jew who survived the Holocaust, who was criticizing viciously Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for her comments that it was, you know, that we have concentration camps. And you know, the letters to the editor were primarily, 90%, they were conservatives who read the New York Post saying how terrible AOC is and complimenting the wonderful Holocaust survivors, 92 years old. But there was about 10% of the letters said the following: I am Jewish, and I don't like what that Holocaust survivor said. I would rather follow Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I agree with her. She speaks for me. He doesn't. You know, that's got to be somebody who hates themselves. That's got to be someone who's self-hating. I've never heard anything so sickening in my entire life than a Jew saying that Holocaust survivor is 93 years old, doesn't represent me, and doesn't speak for me. AOC speaks for me. That's like a person who has Stockholm Syndrome, right? You're like a hostage, and you like the terrorist who took you hostage instead of the policeman who's risking his life to save you. Crazy.
It is crazy. And on the left, politics has become their religion. People are willing to put everything aside in order for them, because they are so married to their ideology of leftism, of this new trend right now of everybody is equal, you know, everybody is driven by emotion, feeling sorry for the illegal criminals, etc., etc. I can tell you my own personal experience, Wayne. I was speaking to a group, a Jewish group in a Jewish home. We were having a parlor meeting, and I was talking about the work that I was doing, and actually the next day I was going to be visiting Capitol Hill, and I said, I'm working with Gary Bauer's organization on a lobbying day for Israel. This was when Iran was beginning to develop nuclear weapons, and this is when Israel started launching its deputies worldwide, warning the world about Iran nuclear development weapon. Wouldn't you believe it that some Jewish people in that Jewish home got up and left because they were more offended about me working with Christian conservatives than what I'm doing, because they hated the conservatives so much that they did not want to have anything to be a part of anything that I was doing.
Well, the good news is, in the last couple weeks, two of my friends who are both Jews and both liberals, big Democrats in all the years I've known them, but we're still great friends, and they both called me and said, I've had it. I'm sick of the comments by all the anti-Semites in the Democratic Party. I've decided to vote for Trump in 2020. And I was really surprised, really shocked. You know, you got to be like a Stockholm Syndrome hostage to say you like the Democratic Party and be Jewish at this point. Brigitte Gabriel, we love you. We always enjoy having you on. And we thank you for coming on the show. Thank you, Brigitte.
Thank you, my friend. Always glad to be with you.
Chairman of Act for America. Her website is actforamerica.org. Her book is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. When we get back, I've got my commentary coming up next, all about my July 4th trip to Park City, Utah, where people still wave American flags and love them. Don't drop them on the ground and don't refuse to kneel. Be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Details.